Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince.
February the 14th, God's Property.
This week, Derek's teaching dwells on how the body of a believer is a temple for the Holy Spirit. Today, he shows how God's redemptive work makes your body his property. The Bible says that we are to glorify God in both our bodies and our spirits, for both belong to God. Both have been redeemed out of the hand of the devil by the blood of Jesus. No part of me, spirit, soul or body, is under the dominion or control of Satan. Let me say clearly that I don't have a resurrection body, but a mortal body. But that mortal body, all its fibres, cells and tissues, is God's property, not the devil's. If the devil encroaches on that territory, he's a trespasser. By application of our rights in Jesus, we can put up a sign that says, "No trespassing." Legally, our bodies do not belong to the devil, but to Jesus, who has a special purpose for them. They're places of personal residence of the third person of the Godhead, the Holy Spirit. Our bodies are sacred because they're the appointed dwelling places of the Holy Spirit. Scripture says clearly many times that God doesn't dwell in temples made with hands. Neither does he dwell in church buildings, chapels, synagogues, or other physical houses of worship. He dwells in his people. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus and the work of your Holy Spirit. I proclaim that my body is God's property, not the devil's. Legally, my body does not belong to the devil, but to Jesus, and he has a special purpose for my body. My body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, redeemed, cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Amen.